Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same-day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same-day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Craig from Everett is. Craig, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Craig is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do this.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Straw?
Correct. What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a local tool expert with his own TV show?
Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
3.
No.
2.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
Saturn.
Correct.
Jupiter.
Microsoft was founded in what decade?
70s.
80s. Correct, 70s. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Argentina.
Correct. How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
2, 3.
Three, correct. What is a baby elephant called?
Calf.
Correct. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Aluminum.
No.
Brass.
No.
Calf.
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 correct, Craig.
I also like Craig's evil laugh when he first got on. Exactly. It was like, oh, man, I'm taking down Steve with that evil laugh.
You do have some work to do, Steve.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to lie to you. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Crap. Straw?
Correct.
Nice.
What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a tool expert with his own TV show?
Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
Oh, why are we rubbing it in? I'm going to go 3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
That would be Uranus.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
No. Microsoft was founded in what decade?
The 90s.
No.
80s.
No.
70s.
Correct. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Pass.
How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
3.
Correct. What is a baby elephant called?
A Joey.
No.
A calf.
Yes. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Copper and silver?
No.
Copper and gold?
No.
Copper and tin?
Yes. What was the first fast food restaurant to offer salads nationwide?
Burger King?
No.
McDonald's?
No.
Taco Bell?
No.
Oh,
let's see with that, Steve.
You know, they got lettuce.
You got 7 correct, which is a loss. 8-7.
Got him. That's 2 for me this year.
Well, nice isn't work,
that great?
Craig.
2025's just been awesome for you, huh?
Is Craig going to be your new arch nemesis?
He might be.
One that Craig did know that you did not know. The planet that is orbited by a moon called Titan is Saturn.
Okay.
And then the country that contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America is Argentina.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to try.
And the fast food question, the first one to offer salads nationwide.
Danny, do you know it?
No.
Wendy's.
Thanks, Danny.
Remember they had like a salad bar back in the day?
No.
Did they?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember unless I actually stepped foot inside of a Wendy's. Like, I mean, I've had Wendy's via drive-through, but I don't remember the last time I walked into a Wendy's.
When was the last time you ordered a salad at a fast food restaurant?
Oh, just yesterday.
The Seahawks traded DK and Geno Smith, and now one former Hawk is campaigning to be our new quarterback.
Yes.
Who do you think it is?
Russell Wilson.
It is not. It's a former punter by the name of John Ryan.
Let's go.
John will join us to talk about these trades after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, because we are Seattle sports fans, we can be a bit fragile, you know?
Yes, it was a rough weekend for us.
Our spirits were shook a little bit with some of the trades that are happening in the Seattle Seahawks organization. So who better to chat with about our feelings and unpack some of this than John Ryan?
Our new quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, John Ryan.
Yes, I can't wait to get behind the center.
I mean, you were a playoff performer when against the Green Bay Packers, so why not, right?
Yeah, that's my resume. That's what I'm trying to advertise right now.
So, John, as a guy who's played in the league for many years and been part of the Seattle Seahawks organization, how surprised were you? I mean, not just with the Geno stuff, but then on top of it, you got the DK trade as well, and then Tyler Lockett being released. What's your take on all of this?
Yeah, it's been a rough few days to be a Seahawks fan, I'll tell you. I think that the Tyler Lockett stuff, you know, if you kind of know the inside numbers, the inside game of it, you kind of could see that coming for a while, unfortunately. I did not see the other two ones coming whatsoever. You know, the Geno thing, you know, I guess Pete wanted him back. It's really hard to get rid of a good quarterback in the NFL because there's not that many out there. And then, you know, DK requesting a trade kind of caught me totally off guard. And actually being granted that trade is you know, kind of hurtful to me a little bit.
Yeah.
And, John, you mentioned, you know, not having a ton of quarterbacks to choose from. Is there a direction that you feel like might work best for the Seahawks and kind of this, you know, rebuilding nature that we seem to be in?
Yeah, you know, I think there's obviously the draft, and, you know, I think obviously Sam Darnold's name is being tossed around a little bit, but you got to think that John Schneider has a plan, because, I mean, to give up a quarterback like that for very little is hard to do, and you got to think that he has a plan. It's just a little frustrating right now as a fan, because we don't really know what that plan is. I guess it'll kind of unfold in the next, you know, the coming weeks, but hopefully they have something up their sleeve, because right now it's a little scary, to be honest.
So as a player, has there ever been a time when you were playing where like a bunch of stuff happened with the team where you were just like, what the hell is going on, guys? Like, did you like shoot like a text to the coach, or like, you know, run into like general manager in the hallways and be like, are we good? Like, what's the plan for this season?
Yeah, I think when Pete Carroll first got there in 2010, and I think he made something like 280 roster moves in that first year. I think that I remember Lawyer Malloy would put on a name tag every Tuesday and said, "Hello, my name is Lawyer," because it was like 10 to 15 new players every Wednesday would come in there, and it was a little bit scary at the time. So that was kind of the time that I kind of think back on it, just kind of being like, wow, like things are really moving. That was a little bit different situation. You know, now they kind of have a more of an established team, and there's some huge moves happening. So it's a little bit tough to take right now.
And this might be a silly question to ask. I don't know if you have an answer to it, but, like, you know, Pete Carroll reunites with Geno Smith. But the interesting part I thought with this was just like, you know, Pete Carroll returns to the NFL. There are two quarterbacks that he had a big hand in with the Seahawks that he could have picked from. Both Russell Wilson and Geno Smith are still playing. Russell's looking possibly for a team. Did you find it interesting that Pete was more about Geno than he would be about like bringing Russell on board?
Not really. You know, I think that I think we're kind of figuring out that falling out between Pete and Russ was a little bit more than maybe what we thought at the time. But you know, as you said, Russell's out there right now, and that'd be a great if he came back to Seattle, wouldn't it be? I mean, that'd be a great story. So we'll see. There's a few guys out there. So I would love for Russ to come back to Seattle.
There is part of me that would love that because I feel like the internet would implode, and I enjoy watching.
Oh my God, it'd be crazy.
My biggest concern is the thrift store where I took my Russell Wilson jersey still going to have that jersey there so I can buy it back?
I mean, the pro shop wouldn't even have to sell jerseys because there's so many secondhand jerseys at the secondhand stores. We'd be able to get our jerseys back pretty quick, I think.
We're talking with John Ryan. Another maybe unpopular opinion. What about Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite? Do you think there's any chance that we can bring him out of retirement to play for the Seattle Seahawks?
The guy can throw a ball over the mountains.
Thank you.
Go right over the hill. I think we should definitely consider Uncle Rico. I agree with that.
This could be, I'm always full of stupid questions, but I got John on and I think he could tolerate us a little bit. How much stock do you put in the world of the NFL insiders? And I ask that because there's like so many times where like insiders say this and you're a player. Like I got to imagine like you've experienced that where you're like, these insiders don't know what the hell they're talking about. Cause we heard with DK Metcalf, part of why he wanted to leave the Seahawks is that he wanted to go somewhere warmer and he wanted more stability with a quarterback situation. And neither of those things are happening in Pittsburgh, but he is getting paid a crap ton of money.
Yeah, I really laughed when I heard that he wanted to go somewhere warm. Wanted to go to contender somewhere warm, and then he signs in Pittsburgh 30 minutes after I read that. I thought that was very funny. But I think most of the insiders are, you know, just guessing like we are. You know, I think Adam Schefter is one of the guys that really has kind of like his finger on the pulse of the league. I think he has a lot of inside information. After that, all these guys are just guessing like we are. You know, they don't know anything, to be honest.
Well, John, thank you for hopping on with us and talking a little bit of Hawks. I mean, it's a very weird time, but I think, you know, we're going to emerge stronger, right, Steve?
And John's going to be back in town with Sarah Colonna. You guys are going to be here this weekend on Friday night over at the historic Everett Theater.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be at the Everett Theater coming Friday. I think we'll be in Enumclaw the next day on Saturday, but that show's already sold out. So there is a few tickets left for Friday night in Everett, and kind of looking forward to getting back to the Pacific Northwest, even with all the craziness going on with the Hawks. But we'll be happy to be back.
Well, we look forward to seeing you this Friday night at the Everett Comedy, or excuse me, the historic Everett Theater for some Everett comedy.
Yes, looking forward to it. Tickets at sarahcolonna.com or at the Everett Theater.
And I any truth to the rumor that our future quarterback will be there as well?
Yes. Come out and meet your next Seahawk quarterback.
Nice. Yes.
So meet John, meet Sarah. It's going to be a great time in Everett this Friday night. Thanks, John.
Anytime.
Now, we know that you're a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm on July 21st at White River Amphitheater. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Albert Lee Appliance. So please do give a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We get a lot of text messages sending a lot of love for our friend Sarah. Some people were just saying, if you haven't heard earlier this morning, you can check out our podcast, The Daily Migs Daily Podcast, where you talked about the first thing in the morning. Sadly, if you pay attention to anything that's going on in the world of like entertainment, it was a big story over last week that Odyssey, the company that we work for, laid off hundreds upon hundreds of people throughout the entire country. And sadly, Sarah was one of them. Caught us all by surprise. I think you said it best. We were all just blindsided by it.
Yeah, it felt like the rug got pulled out from underneath us.
And we're just, you know, Thursday sucked, Friday sucked, the weekend sucked, today sucks. It's just, we're just trying to get through it. We have nothing but love for Sarah, and this is the last thing we want to have is her not be a part of the show, because she truly is like the heart and soul, and we just love her so much. But some of the text messages, a lot of love for her, so just wanted to share a couple of those. Sarah will be missed. Another person says, guys, I'm really bummed about Sarah. I hope whoever made this decision steps on Legos every day and never has any hot water for their showers.
Yes.
I would agree to that.
I agree.
Another person, this is horrible news. Sarah was such a great part of the show. And my favorite text, though, says, guys, I'm devastated about Sarah no longer being on the show. Anytime I'm watching the news and they refer to the Republican Party as the GOP, I think of her. Oh, and I saw that text. I'm like, thankfully we have that clip saved, because that was one of, I think, my favorite moments with Sarah, especially, is when she had no idea. It was like, I think it was during the debates.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, I think it might have been during like the debates at the time when the presidential election was going on. And she had no idea what any of the DNC meant, the RNC. And then we found out she also had no idea what the GOP meant. And I grabbed that clip.
Oh, delightful.
I mean, they had a little levity, because look, we are just getting through this and it sucks. But this definitely put a big smile on all of our faces when it happened. And I think this is the best way to show love for our friend Sarah. And here's that moment.
Up until 5 minutes ago.
No!
I have to. Up until 5 minutes ago, she had no idea what, when you said the DNC, she did not realize what that stood for.
You guys were saying, like, the DNC last night. And I was like, what did I miss? What's the DNC? So, you know.
Is this a new rap group?
Thanks to Google.
Jog DNC.
I figured out what it was. And I was like, oh, I missed something last night.
And it was super fun to watch her in these light bulb moments. Because then she goes, oh, so that's RNC.
Well, because I was like, well, if that's the Democrat one, I was like, do they call the Republican one RNC? And, you know, lo and behold, I Googled RNC and they do.
All right, so, I got a question for you then. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh,
it's another three letters. Can you tell us what these three letters stand for?
Okay.
GOP.
GOP?
GOP. It is a political thing.
Government.
Hmm.
No?
Wrong.
Wait, whoa.
GOP.
GOP?
Yeah, you know me.
You're really flustering her right now. I don't know if you can.
All right, how about we give you the first two words?
Okay.
Grand old.
Grand old.
P.
What?
President? Grand old.
It's not a Cardi B song, so don't go with that word.
Grand old.
Miley Cyrus had one in the USA.
Party! It stands for Grand Old Party?
Grand Old Party.
Yes.
Is that like a...
Another term for Republican Party.
No way, really?
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you.
They're called a Grand Old Party?
How are you learning this in 2024?
This is adorable.
Are you almost 40?
They're not called a Grand Old Party.
Oh,
yes.
Do we have another... Like, do Democrats have another nickname? Are we just DNCs?
The DOP.
Why?
The DAP.
I don't want to know what a DAP is.
Get a bucket and a mop.
A grand old party?
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds so fun. I want to be part of the GOP.
It was at this moment that Sarah became a Republican, because it just sounds like fun. Oh, God bless you.
Oh, boy, Rockaholics.
Never change. She's the best.
She is the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss giving her a hard time about her age, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you're the oldest person on the show, Steve.
Damn it. Bring her back.
I don't need that kind of pressure.
No.
And like we said earlier this morning, she did nothing to deserve this. And there's not a single person here locally wanted to see this happen from up above to, you know, our show, the men's room. We all have nothing but love for Sarah and hope to see her around in future things. And she's definitely still a huge part of our family.
Our sister from another mister. What was the strangest place, Steve Miggs, if you can think back in time to when you were at one point hit on by women? Where was the strangest place you were ever hit on?
You know what? That's messed up.
Like way, way back. You don't remember way back.
You're assuming that at some point I was hit on by women. And that never happened. So I can't give you any examples.
I'm sorry for my giggle, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. I'll remember this. I'm putting this in my notebook.
There is a woman who claims she was hit on by a pilot at the airport.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
But many people think she's totally full of it. So we're going to tell you what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is a woman who is claiming a pilot slipped her a napkin with a romantic note at the airport, and that napkin declared that she was the most beautiful human. Inside Edition reported on it.
Could she be the most beautiful woman on planet Earth? Look at the note an airline pilot wrote her on a napkin. I have seen the whole world, and you are the most beautiful human in it.
Now, that is a great line as a pilot.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because you have been all over. I mean, if you're at a bar and you're just talking to somebody, that seems like that'd be a great
hook, line, and sinker.
I mean, granted, the person has to have a couple of drinks and to be maybe impressed by that line, but I think that's a pretty good line for
a pilot. Good start.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old woman says she was sitting in the terminal waiting for her plane when the pilot placed the napkin on her table and then just walked away.
I didn't even see his face, says Steph Borer.
So, okay, do you believe this?
But I don't think so.
Do you even think she's attractive? I wish we could see a picture of her.
Oh, yeah. We got to track her down.
So who's the pilot? Unfortunately, the signature is indecipherable. On social media, not everyone is buying her story.
I'm kind of with social media, because why wouldn't he put his number if that was the case? Like, he's just putting a note to just say, hey, I just want to let you know that you're really, really freaking hot, and then just move on with his life.
Just FYI. Yeah. Bye.
Can't help but think this is a fake. Pilot here, we simply don't do that. Quite clearly, she wrote it.
I mean, I'm just curious, why is that even a story?
I mean, I don't know. What else is Inside Edition or our show going to report on?
Like, oh my God, the pilots are flirting. Look out.
Have you ever been hit on in a weird place?
I feel like I've been hit on in very normal places.
Yeah?
Just normal places. I don't think I have been hit on in a weird place.
What are some of the ones you remember? Like, grocery store?
Yeah, grocery store, bar, you know, bar. Things like that. Yeah, yeah. Just the basics. Nothing too.
No pilots ever slipped you a note?
No. But if they use that line, it might have done the trick.
There have been situations back, I remember, that there have been times where I wanted to just be like, look, I'm not even trying to hit on you because I'm not even thinking that this is something. Like back in my single days, I'm like, but I just want to let you know how hot you are. I'm like, well, why am I going to do that? You know what I mean? Like, that's such an awkward thing. Like, just want to let you know you're really freaking hot. Not hitting on you. I just felt like you needed to know what my inner thoughts were right now.
Welp, see you later.
Okay, have a good day.
Do it.
The Seahawks offense is in a state of disarray, Rockaholics, but the defense seems to be in pretty good shape. How so? You're going to find out all about it during the Daily Mix download after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. If you haven't heard, if you're living under a rock, whatever it may be, a lot of things are going on in the world of the Seattle Seahawks. We're just keeping our eye on potentially any kind of big acquisitions. But what we do know right now is that the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday made a big trade with the Seahawks to get DK Metcalf. So say goodbye to DK. He's gone. They're getting a second round pick. They're swapping some draft picks as well. DK requested a trade before this and the team decided to do it. Probably because he ended up signing a five-year, $150 million deal with the Steelers. And I don't think John Schneider and the Seahawks wanted to pay that kind of money.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Also, the Hawks traded away quarterback Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 2025 third-round pick. He's going to be reunited with our former head coach, Pete Carroll, down there. And this move is going to clear $31 million in cap space so we can make it rain on our new quarterback, I guess.
Well, we went from being one of the teams that was just way over the cap space, and they had to figure figure that out to now, like, being in the bottom five as far as, like, you know, teams that have the most money and also now just a ridiculous amount of draft picks.
Let's make it count.
There are some good news. I mean, the good news is that the defense still looks pretty good. In fact, great news for us that we're hoping they were going to keep Ernest Jones because they picked him up last season, became kind of the heart and soul of the defense. I mean, he was forcing fumbles, he was breaking up passes, and he was only, in only 10 games, he had 94 tackles and interception as well. He's 25 years old, and they re-signed him. So he's going to stick with the Seahawks for 3 years, $33 million extension, $15 million guaranteed. And Jaron Reed, who is just a great veteran for us on the defensive side, he signed a three-year deal worth up to $25 million. But now we figure out what the hell they're going to do with the offense. And I hope we'll have some answers by the end of today.
Our buddy Danny V is going to be very excited to learn that Washington's first In-N-Out is under construction. It's happening in Ridgefield and Vancouver. The Ridgefield location has exterior walls going up, but the official opening date has yet to be announced. And when it does happen, Danny, I will absolutely road trip with you down there. It's a lot closer than the nearest one currently, which is in Kaiser, Oregon.
Yes. I know I've been to the one, I think it was like in Eugene, or maybe it was the Kaiser one. It was like close to Eugene. It was just like, that's deep. You're not going to make that drive just for that.
No way.
In the world of fast food also, I'm excited to see how this all unfolds with Wendy's because they just upgraded their iconic Frosty. Of course, you can get the regular Frosty, but now they have two new dessert options. And I think they're trying to go head-to-head with the McFlurry because they've got the Frosty Swirls and then the Frosty Fusions. Now, the Swirls, you know, you can just kind of work some sauces in there, but the Fusions, that's the one where you can mix in different ingredients. Just like the Blizzard. And the, I'm way too excited about this, am I not?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to knock it till I try it. I want to see how it stacks up.
It's a rough weekend. It's nice to have something to look forward to. Yep. All the Frosties. Love the Frosties. Hey, the Kraken, they ended up losing over the weekend yesterday to the Washington Capitals. But I do have to say, we're getting closer and closer to Alex Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. He scored his 886th career goal. It was an empty netter against the Kraken to win that game 4-2. But that means he is 9 back of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record for the most goals. A record that many people believe that would never be broken. And if it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen next year.
And don't forget, Steve, I know it's all bad in terms of Seattle sports, except for the Sounders.
Sounders, big win.
5-2 against LAFC, and Jordan Morris became the all-time leading scorer for our Seattle Sounders. It was the best game I've ever been to.
And he's 10 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. I don't know in what, but he's 10 goals away. Fine. That's awesome. And you were at the game.
I was. So good.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 48 degrees. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.